Air raid sirens blared across Ukraine Wednesday, officials said, but there was no immediate word of a new wave of attacks. This as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was making his way to the United States to meet President Joe Biden, address Congress, and seek weapons in his first overseas trip since Russia invaded his country. Zelensky said the visit was aimed at strengthening Ukraine's resilience and defense capabilities amid repeated Russian attacks on energy and water supplies in the dead of winter. Russian troops are hunting Ukrainians by name using lists prepared with the help of their intelligence services. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
An Associated Press probe has found in a deliberate widespread campaign, Russian forces systematically target influential Ukrainians nationally and locally to neutralize resistance through detention, torture, and executions. In the crosshairs are government officials, journalists, activists, veterans, religious leaders, and lawyers. About a week after the first Russian bombs struck Ukraine, Andrei Kuprash, a village head, got a threatening call from an unknown number. "We will find you," the man said in Russian. The hunt was on. The strategy appears to violate the laws of war and could help build a case for genocide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed Russia would fulfill all the goals of its military campaign in Ukraine as he heralded Russian soldiers and defense chiefs as heroes in a speech in Moscow. He was speaking at an end-of-year meeting of Russia's top defense chiefs. Putin said the NATO military alliance was using its full capabilities against Russia and urged the assembled military leaders to use their experience gained in fighting in Syria. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax during the final full year of his presidency as he reported a loss from his sprawling business interests, according to tax figures released by a congressional panel. The records, released late on Tuesday by the Democratic-led House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee after a years-long fight, show that Trump's income and his tax liability fluctuated dramatically during his 4 years in the White House. The records cut against the Republicans' long-cultivated image as a successful businessman as he mounts another White House bid. Millions of Americans could lose their Medicaid coverage under the budget proposal before U.S. Congress. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
During the pandemic, states were prohibited from booting people off Medicaid because of the public health emergency. But the $1.7 trillion spending package congressional leaders have unveiled would sunset that requirement, and states could start kicking people off Medicaid as early as April, as long as the enrollees are notified first. Under the budget proposal, the federal government would also wind down extra funds given to states for those additional enrollees. The Senate is expected to vote on the spending bill first, and Democrats are looking for support from at least 10 Republican senators to pass the measure before sending it to the House. Donna Warder, Washington.
Texas dispatched National Guard troops to the border of San Diego. Businesses anticipated a wave of Christmas shoppers from Mexico as tens of thousands of asylum seekers at the border waited for a Supreme Court ruling that could allow them to enter the United States. The U.S. government asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas in a filing a day after Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep the pandemic-era restrictions in place. Before Roberts issued that order, they had been slated to expire Wednesday. The World Health Organization says it's concerned about a spike in COVID-19 infections in China. VOA's Marissa Melton has that story.
The head of the World Health Organization says the WHO is supporting the Chinese government in its efforts to vaccinate people at the highest risk across the country. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters that the WHO is very concerned about the evolving situation in China. Infections have recently spiked in the world's second largest economy, and projections have suggested China could face an explosion of cases and more than a million deaths next year. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.